And lastly, a number of European Union countries are considering expelling Russian diplomats from their countries over what they call Russia's involvement in the poisoning of a former double agent in Britain. An EU official on condition of anonymity said the countries are also thinking about recalling their envoys from Moscow. He added that the bloc has decided to summon its envoy in Russia for consultation over the issue. Ex-spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were poisoned in Britain earlier in March. EU countries have backed UK's claim that Moscow was behind the toxin attack. Russia, however, denies any involvement in the incident. Press TV's Jerome Hughes joins us now from Brussels with more. Jerome, I don't think it's too surprising that the European Union has taken an anti-Russian stance on this matter.
Absolutely. You have to wonder what's driving the agenda. And I know that here in the European Union, if you were accused of attempted murder and you went to court, well, you'd be charged, you'd be tried, you'd be convicted and you'd be sentenced. But the thing about it is, you would get to see all the evidence before you. You would get to see what you're being charged with, and all the evidence would be in court. That would be the normal procedure. And I think even the most ardent critics of Russia would say that the process so far, in terms of what they're being accused of, is totally unfair. And basically, they want to see the evidence. And we've seen that the ambassadors in various countries around the world, Russian ambassadors, several of them have come out and said, look, what would the motivation be? Why would we do this? That is the big question. They're saying that, yes, we can see why other people would want it to look like we did it, but why would we do it? What is the motivation? But in terms of who's driving the agenda, of course, this does fit into the narrative of the European Union to a certain extent, because critics of the EU say the EU wants to expand. And so it's trying to get closer and closer links with former Soviet republics, you know, Moldova, Georgia, Ukraine, and several others. And basically now they're saying, look, we told you Russia is so bad, come and join us. So these people who think that the EU wants to create a super state, it sort of fits into that agenda. And then critics of NATO, of course, would say that, look, this is music to the ears of NATO, because every time that NATO says anything, before long, the word Russia is mentioned. And of course, many critics of NATO say that without Russia, NATO wouldn't be able to justify its existence. And so NATO now is talking about the need for expanding its military forces and so on because of a more aggressive and a more assertive Russia. So it's all part of this continuing anti-Russia rhetoric. The difference, you know, well, it's actually similar to other cases as well, but certainly in this case, the problem is that the lack of evidence and the unfairness to Russia in the sense that it's not being given the details and not being presented with the evidence. And so it's also part of this agenda, you could argue. I mean, it sounds a bit like a conspiracy theory, but it's all part of the same thing. I mean, when you look at the arms industry, both in the United States and the European Union, it's actually impossible to calculate the value of that arms industry. And when they have all these different arms sales, you know, they have these sort of meetings where they all come together, like arms fairs. They happen behind closed doors. We don't know exactly who's involved, but we know that the amount of money being moved about is absolutely enormous. And of course, NATO and the EU, the new EU army, they keep talking about the need to spend more on military. And as I said, before long, the word Russia is mentioned. So you have to wonder what this is all being driven about, especially when Russia isn't being given a fair chance here and being shown the evidence in terms of the claims being made against it, the very serious claims.
Thank you, Jerome. Press TV's Jerome Hughes joining us from Brussels. And with